Good night, everyone. We are continuing today, Meir Hashem, in Perek Dalid of Chovas Halavavos. And here the Mechaber says as follows: the matters regarding which a person who believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is obligated to rely on Hashem is comprised of two different categories. In other words, two different categories of things with which we must have proper bitachon. Echad behem divrei olam hazeh, v'lasheni divrei olam haba. There's a category of things in which we have to have bitachon Hashem in this world, olam hazeh, and things for olam haba, the world to come. Now, interestingly enough, each of these categories could be further subdivided. V'divrei olam hazeh yichalku l'shnei chalokim. Matters of this world could themselves be subdivided into two categories. Echad behem inyanei olam l'talos ha'olam hazeh, v'ashin inyanei ma'olam l'talos ha'olam haba. Category 1 are matters of this world which are beneficial for this world, and category 2 are matters of this world which are beneficial for the world to come. Obviously, we're going to delve into all of these categories. Right now, we're just setting the table a little bit. Furthermore, again, when you take the subcategory of matters of this world which are beneficial for this world, that category itself could be subdivided into another three categories. Echad mehem to'alos gufo bilvad, physical matters of this world which are of benefit to the body. Sheni to'alos tarfo v'sibos hono mine kinyanov. Second are things that matters that benefit livelihood, source of wealth and possessions. Vashlishi to'alos b'nei beso v'ishto krova v'ava v'aivav. And the third category are things that benefit the members of my family, my wife, my close family members, friends, enemies. Umishu l'mala mimenu ulamata mimenu mikitos b'nei adam. And again, literally again, people who are either more important or less important than me. Okay. Now, in the other category, in the subcategory of worldly things which impact Olam Haba, that could also be subdivided into two categories. Echad mehem chovos halavavos vayvarim shemisyached bahem liol levado ve'in maaseo yotze bahem lanos zulasa v'loha zeko. So this refers to obligations of the heart, mitzvos performed with the parts of the body, which only impact me and do not have an impact on anyone else. V'achilek hasheni, the second category, is chovos haivar mashar lo yuchal asosim elabishtatfus zuloso imo bifal ubihifal. Second category, again, remember, this is the subcategory of worldly things which have an impact in Olam Haba. So the second category of things are mitzvos that are performed with the body, but cannot be performed without the participation of another person. Right? Either I need someone to act or I need someone to be passive as the recipient. For example, Kitztoko, Kegemilas Chasovdim, Felimot HaChochma, Velitzavos Petovu Lazarim Min Hara. Examples of this, Tzedakah, right? Acts of Chesed, acts of kindness, teaching Torah, and again instructing other people to do good or warning them against the commission of evil. Vinyone Olam Haba Yechalku L'Shnei Chalokim. Remember again, all of that is in matters of this world. Then when it comes to matters of the next world, so remember again, just to follow the construct, right, we're talking about the multiple categories in which a person has to have bitachon. So first, we have two primary categories, things of this world, and then things of the world to come. Within the matters of this world, we split that into two more categories, worldly things that have an impact for this world, and worldly things that have an impact in the world to come. And then ultimately, again, for worldly things that have an impact on this world, we further divided that into three categories, and in worldly things that have an impact for Olam Haba, we divided that into two more subcategories. Now we come to matters of Olam Haba. V'nyanei Olam Haba yechalku l'shnei chalokim. So Olam Haba matters can now be divided up into two categories as well. Echad mehem hagmul haroi. So what category one ultimately again refers to the reward that a person receives in Olam Haba that he deserves. In other words, I've done good things in this world. I've done mitzvahs. I've done ma'asim tovim, chasodim. So there is a reward that I have earned. The second category are things that I did not earn, but ultimately, again, are given to me because of the kindness of the Ribono Shel Olam.
So
So now that we've divided up the total categories, if we kind of add them all together, there are 7 categories in which a person has to have bitachon, where a person has to have reliance on Hashem. Number one, echlanem inyone hagufa adam bilvad. So matters that pertain solely to the person himself. Sheni, inyone hono v'sibo starfo. Matters that pertain to my wealth or livelihood. Number three, vashlishi, inyone ishto ubanov ukrova v'ova v'aivav. Matters that pertain to my wife, children, family members, friends, and enemies. Number four, varavi, chovos halavavos v'aivarim shumisyachir b'to'alason v'hazakasan. Obligations of the heart, right? Mitzvos performed with the body that only have an impact on me and not on anyone else. Number five, v'chamishi chovos ha'ivarim sh'to'olason v'azakasan mis'abros elzuloso. This refers to mitzvos that do have an impact on other people. Number six, v'ashishi gimula olam abar shir kifi ha'maiseh ba'olam hazeh. Reward in the world to come that is commensurate with the amount of effort that I put in this world. V'ashri gimul ha'olam habar shir yemei abori yisparach al derech ha'chesed asku loso ve'o'avav kimo shekasov ma'arav tufcha sher zafant l're'echa pa'alta l'chosim bach neged b'nei adam. So category number 7 refers to reward in olam haba that comes as a pure chesed, pure kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I didn't necessarily earn it. I'm not owed it, so to speak. But it comes as a chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this section concludes, V'cheven shepirashti akdamos asher ba'avurin yitachin ha'bitachon min ha'boteach ba'elokim yisahala. Now that we've explained, so now essentially, just so you have understand, we now have the 7 categories. 7 categories in which a person has to have bitachon. So these are like the 7 areas of life where a person has to have bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, we're going to explain these further. V'cheven shepirashti ha'akdamas asher ba'avurin yitachin ha'bitachon min ha'boteach ba'elokim yisala. So now that we've explained, now by the way, this statement is not just going on what we're learning now, but this is even what we learned in the previous parakim. So now that we explained beforehand, right, parakim Aleph and Beis, the 5 primary concepts, or the 5 foundational concepts, that as a result of recognizing them, it is possible for a person to have complete bitachon in Hashem. Al yesh alai lismoch bohem ferish ofne yosha bitachon mechol echa me'ashiva dvarim, asher bohem yiftach koboteach al elokim v'al zuloso echot echot. So now, in the first 2 chapters, we outline the 5 foundational concepts that are necessary ultimately to allow me to have bitachon in Hashem. So now that we've done that, here we're going to figure out how to take that bitachon and plug that in to the 7 different categories that we have just discussed. Okay, shkayach everyone, we'll stop over for today. Quite an introduction to Perek Dalet. I'm gonna record another short piece a little bit later on. Tremendous hashkach to everyone and a good night.